Vice Mayor Pat Darlington is with us, and we appreciate her time joining us this morning. She is subbing for Mayor Will Joyce, who was unavailable today. Pat, it's good to talk to you again.
It's always nice to talk to you, Bill.
Let's talk about last night's City Council meeting. The Council heard a presentation on Wreaths Across America. This is a great program that is not just around here, but is nationwide and has been for the better part of 30 years. And even with COVID-19, we could not let this pass in 2020.
That's true. It's a very quite a moving celebration when the wreaths are placed on the graves of veterans out at Fairlawn Cemetery here in Stillwater. Each person's name is read, so that it is it's not just a passing out of wreaths, but it's absolutely a recognition of that person's sacrifice. And they have changed the process this year. They usually have volunteers, a huge number of volunteers putting the wreaths down, but this year they've limited that number for safety. But they are encouraging people to drive through the cemetery in the afternoon.
And again, the date for that is.
Oh, gosh. Saturday. I don't have all my notes here.
I believe it's December 19th, if I read that correctly.
I think that's correct.
And We might mention, too, that there are some almost 1,500 graves that are decorated at Fairlawn. And I know even in the time of COVID that they want people to come out and recognize that and take a look at that. And, again, this is a program that's been going around since 1992 nationwide and in our area for a number of years. And I know not only did the City Council, but also the Payne County Commissioners also had a proclamation with this at their meeting on Monday as well. So it's nice to see this even in this era of the pandemic.
Yeah, it is December 19th, and Bill Bernhardt received the proclamation last night. Lou Watkins has been quite instrumental also in making this a great event.
Under the consent docket, the major item was the approval of the budget amendment reflecting the expenditure of funds awarded to the Lake McMurtry Friends, a recreational trails grant. It's $240,000. That's a significant amount of money. It's being used for a number of different things that are kind of related to each other out there.
I did take that off of the consent docket because we did want to recognize the hard work that Friends does, Friends of Lake McMurtry. That's a great grant. We did, it's a tiny match. The city matched it 20% or $60,000. So it's $300,000 for trail work, trail planning and construction at Lake McMurtry. And I do think there's an accessible trail piece of this, too.
And part of this is improving what they have and adding on to it eventually. And, again, the Friends out there do a very good job of keeping all that up. That's another one of those city partnership relationship programs that a number of groups have with the City of Stillwater.
Right. And, we're so happy when our partners are able to be thinking ahead, knowing what their needs are and looking into improvements for their facilities or areas and keeping their eye open for these grants and then doing the work of gathering all the material, anybody who's ever written a grant, writing it, submitting it, and then actually achieving that is really great. So we're happy for the Friends of Lake McMurtry. And I would highly recommend in this week that is lovely weather, go out there. And there's a special event. What night is Lights Over the Lake?
I don't have that date here in front of me. I'll look that up while you're talking about it.
Okay. Lights Over the Lake. It's at the east shelter, east entrance of Lake McMurtry.
And that's
free drive-through event.
Right, and that's the Stillwater side, I might add, because we don't want you going to the Perry side and being waving at everybody that you're looking at from the other side. It's like, whoops, I'm on the wrong side.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely something that I won't miss.
All right, I am going to check that date here and see if I can find that. In the meantime, looks like it's December 17th and 18th, if I have my dates correct.
Yes, that's right.
All right, so that's coming up here just around the corner as well. So we'll make note of that and, again, continue to publicize that as well. Under general orders, there was a discussion on CARES money for utility and rent assistance and also a possible reinstatement of the utility cutoff moratorium. Again, people are dealing with rent and dealing with utilities, and the city is trying to help these folks as best they can. And take us kind of through some of the discussion last night and where this is now going to lead to.
Well, actually, we had quite a packet. Mr. McNichol presented some of the figures from Presbyterian Church, Salvation Army, COCA, who do rent and utility assistance. Also an additional Redeemer Church, Brian Padgett. They have spent about almost $25,000 from their benevolent fund, which is everything except $200, on rent, food, utilities, all kinds of things. You know, it sounds like a pretty straightforward, I mean, the council was very positive about doing this. We have CARES money. We used part of it for small businesses, and that grant program was quite successful. We had budgeted enough for but 100 businesses and small businesses, and actually I think we had 96, so that was right on. And I hope that you know, it's not $1 million. These are small grant loans that were awarded to businesses, but I hope that those have been helpful to the businesses. We really have just put a plug right in here now. Our businesses have gone way above trying to make things safe for customers, plexiglass and, you know, wiping down pens and masks and making masks available and putting sign stickers on the floor. They really are working. And, of course, it's almost an insult when people refuse to follow the mask rules for these businesses who have tried hard. But please shop downtown, west, east, north. Shop in Stillwater. We have great places. So that's an aside from the rent utility. So we do have CARES money, and we can allocate a certain amount of that. Mr. McNichol pointed out that there's another grant opportunity that would be in at the application would be due February 1st, and that is CDBG, or Community Development Block Grant. It's coming through that office. And if we're in a program, we can't apply for the second one. So we would probably, Counselor Zanotti and I are meeting with staff today to kind of do some of the details that were too layered to work on during the meeting last night.
And
more complicated than you think.
Right, and for the general public's purposes, this will be filtered down to whereby between now and, say, the last couple of weeks of January, again, trying to get through the first program so we can spend that down and be eligible for the second program, that the public will find out what they can do if they have not already been a part of this, to be a part of it. And it's an interesting program. It's not just Stillwater. There's a lot of communities in Oklahoma and around the country who are trying to take advantage of this. But like anything else, it just takes some time, and want to make sure people know it's out there.
Right. Absolutely. We should have it should be in its final state next Monday at our next meeting.
Okay. Very good.
So if you're struggling with rent and utilities, hang on. Talk to your landlords, your utility persons, as I'm sure you already have, but we are working on some plan for help.
And there will be some options involved with that, and we'll know more about that next week. The overview of utility rates and a communication plan to get the word out on that was also a part of last night's council meeting under resolutions. John McClenney discussed this, and Vice Mayor, we've had a number of discussions, in particular about solid waste collection services, but I'm not sure everybody knows that there are other proposed increases coming. And with that, there's a publicity campaign that will be done to make sure that awareness is out there after the first of the year. But we're kind of under some time guidelines on the other part, and that part dealing with solid waste was approved last night through resolution.
Right. We've done solid waste, electric, and water rate studies, and that's, you know, hiring a professional company that comes in and does a huge analysis of your cost of operating, your cost of service, the actual cost of the product that you're selling in the case of water or electricity, and helps us look at our rates to make sure that we are covering our costs and providing service to the citizens at the best possible price.
Now, this study took a number of months to complete and has been announced. It is
right
out there on the city's website for people to see. The deal with the solid waste, though, is we have a recycling facility that is being looked at for next year. We want to get started on that as soon as possible over by the airport, and thus the structure on that will be the first of the year for those rates to kick in. And those are significant, but at the same time, in many cases, we've not seen an increase in a number of years.
That's correct. It's been 2013, something.
I think that was the latest one on roll-offs and things of that nature, right?
Right. So
I know I've lived in town 5 years that have not had an increase, so I do know that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's $1.68 a month extra, which I know is sounds like less than a cup of coffee, but it's for some people it is a significant amount.
Yeah.
And it is that was the one that we did approve last night because we've had much public discussion about this. We had a large task force in the last fall and into the spring that studied the entire process. A wonderful group of people on that task force did really good work. And this was their recommendation. And we have a contract with another company that manages our, or after our city people pick it up, they take it to this other facility, the recycling, to be sorted and then sold to a third party. And our contract with that company is ending shortly. So we do want to have our own staging place place to take our recycling to, because it was pretty clear that was a service that many Stillwater citizens wanted to see continued.
And as such,
we put off the resolution for the other two utilities,
right,
until what we really, really are hoping for is education. You know, It's not a fun thing at all to talk about raising rates or then actually to raise the rates. That is not something that is the highlight of any person's day. But it is good stewardship to cover our costs. As we know, as we talked last meeting, you know, the stormwater drainage, we have never adequately funded that, but it takes then it takes money from our street projects to repair stormwater damage, which could be used to be, and as we said last week, it's really complicated. It's not just a straightforward thing. And so we really want the citizens to understand what it costs to do things and how money is allocated, how much needs to come from ratepayers to actually keep our infrastructure to the level of requirements for citizens of Stillwater, who I think have pretty high expectations.
And thus, you'll be seeing more about that area as far as electric and water and wastewater after the first of the year. And again, if you need information on the other increase with the solid waste and everything that's related to that, that is available at stillwater.org. You can find that out by looking at the resolution at last night's council meeting. There were a couple of items under SUA last night, Pat. These are kind of related to sort of what we've been talking about here for the last few minutes. West Park Lift Station, there's going to be a replacement project there that will allow that subdivision to basically handle its sewage a little better. And then the other, between Main and Lewis, 7th Avenue is one of the worst streets in town. That's getting ready to change, and that's to the better, and there's going to be a couple of things that result in that. One is a new water line, one other is a new road over it.
Isn't that exciting?
That is.
Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. The thing that we approved last night was actually the engineering plan for the water line, and then that will be taken care of. Bill said that the water line itself was okay, but the like the manhole, I mean, everybody who drives on that street mm-hmm. knows exactly what he's talking about. That needs to be replaced.
Yeah, right there where the alley all comes together. Right, exactly. Yep. And so that's a 2021 project that we'll see here in the very near future once the weather mm-hmm. warms back up.
That's right. And then the other one was the lift station out west of town. And that was very interesting. Bill had a nice slide of down inside a lift station and then explained to us what a lift station is. The city has 13 lift stations, and the 14th one is out at the water treatment plant. But those are this particular, he showed us the map of the area, the neighborhood out west north of 51. And there's a cement tank. All the sewer pipes from that neighborhood drain into that cement tank, and then that goes into the lift station, which then pushes it down. Hopefully, the lift stations allow the sewage to go by gravity, but so they put them on high places. I mean, it's kind of interesting, you know, lift.
It's to allow it to get over the hump, literally.
Right, get through the bumps in the hills.
Right.
And get to the, so it's a crucial piece of equipment and needs to be repaired. So we approved that.
Very good. And those items from last night's meeting. Now, again, there'll be another meeting of the council. Again, the calendar kind of gets skewed here in the next couple of months because of the holidays, but you're back to it Monday night, right?
That's right. That is right.
Very good. Well, Pat, we always appreciate the visit, and those who need information from the council or from the city, obviously the city website's a great place, but if you need to talk to someone directly, there's a list there on the website of everybody's phone numbers or email addresses, but I know, Pat, you don't mind people contacting you at all.
No, absolutely not. I love to have people contact me. Counselor Darlington at stillwater.org is my official email, and my phone number is 405-880-3703.
Very good, Pat. Have a good holiday season. We'll talk to you in January. Pat, thank you. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you.